Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shift Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Well, it's a year anniversary. Thank you so much for following me for this past year. We're at episode number 52, and that means we've done a year's worth of Blog Talk Radio stress management series. Excuse me. Today we have Letting Go? No Way, Stress Buster Secret number 52. And our quote for today comes from Thich Nhat Hanh. People have a hard time letting go of their suffering. Out of a fear of the unknown, they prefer suffering that is familiar. Let's sit with that for just 1 minute. People have a hard time letting go of their suffering. Out of a fear of the unknown, they prefer suffering that is familiar. So what is the unknown? I mean, if you're suffering, what would the unknown from suffering be? Well, let's welcome you to the 52nd episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, or Wi-Fi radio, or even your computer, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to give you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you this important information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We will be here every Thursday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, so plan on joining us each and every week. And it is the time of the holidays. Last week was Thanksgiving, so there was no podcast last week. Christmas is coming up. There will not be a podcast on, I think, Christmas Day is the 25th, so there will not be a podcast on Christmas Eve, the 24th. I'm hoping to have an interview next week with a lovely woman named Claire O'Leary. Claire O'Leary is a Reiki master, and she works with journaling. We're trying to see if that fits in our busy Hollywood holiday schedule. So if it does, you will be pleasantly surprised at all the wealth of information that Claire brings to us. She does work with journaling, and she does offer journaling classes here in Roaring Fork Valley. So I found an article in Simple Mindfulness on their website. Simple Mindfulness, so it's www.simplemindfulness.com/2015/11/29/letting-go-is-hard. The article's title is Why Letting Go is So Hard and What to Do About It. I found this very interesting because I've been teaching a class at CMC on guided imagery and meditation. CMC is our local community college here in Glenwood Springs. And I asked a question on one of the quizzes that I thought was pretty self-evident, and I thought we had covered it. And the statement was, true-false question, living your story is the same as being present moment. Well, a lot of the class did not get that answer correct. They answered that was true. And that had me pause and think about, first of all, had I covered what is the present moment clearly and what is living your story? So one of the things that occurred to me when I was taking a very mindful shower the day of class is that we do get involved in living our story. And we do get involved in not wanting to release our past or not wanting to release our expectations of the future. And we come back to the Thich Nhat Hanh quote, because this is very interesting. Many people will not change until the pain of staying where they are is so great that it overshadows the fear and the stress of change. So when you think about it, we kind of get in a routine. Your nervous system loves habituation, and it will habituate things even if you do them even one single time. So here you are in this routine of suffering, not letting go of the past. I'll teach them a lesson. I'll hold on to this forever. I'll teach them. Well, there's an old saying that says being angry with someone is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. One of the qualities of really being angry, really truly being angry, is that it acts in your mind body like poison. It goes in and it's like acid, and it eats away at you, and it eats away at you, and it eats away at you. Meanwhile, the other person may be going along happily living their life, not realizing that you're destroying yourself over something that you think they have done to you. So why is letting go of your story so hard? Why is letting go of perceptions of past injustices or betrayal so hard? So when I was coming into class that morning, I have some little candles that are artificial. They've got the little flickering light bulb in them. And I took a piece of paper, and we wrote together on the paper, what is your story? Well, your story is your past. Your story is your future expectations. Your story is your experience. Your story is your habits. Your story is your thoughts. Your story is your perceptions. Your story is your stress. And we wrote all of these on this piece of paper. And then I took the piece of paper, and I crumbled it around the light, and I said, you are love and light. At the very core of your being, you are love and light. And that never really goes away. As long as you have a soul inhabiting the body, there is this potential for light and love to be in your life. However, many people get so wrapped up in their story. I mean, we even have statements. They were so wrapped up in their story, or they were so wrapped up in their pain, they couldn't hear, or they couldn't change, or they couldn't see that there was another way. And this piece of paper is wrapped around this light. And the light is still shining. The light is still flickering. You can kind of see it through the piece of paper. But the more you get wrapped up in the story, the less present moment you are, the less you are open to potential, the less you are open to new experiences, the less you are open to changing your perspective. So even if you have the same exact drive to work every single day, if you change your perspective to say, I'm going to notice one wonderful thing that's happening on my way to work, and you start noticing that, it changes your story. It gets you out of every day the drive is the same, rude drivers, blah, 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 into what else is possible for my drive. And that begins opening up the piece of paper so that light begins to shine just a little bit. And I hope you're using your imagination and imagining this paper with all these words written around it that are literally meaningless to the light. The light's going to shine regardless of what's wrapped around it. But we get so caught up in our story, and then we begin to think our story us. We begin to say, I am hurting. I am sick. And we begin to think that story is who we are. Instead of saying, I'm experiencing some pain right now, or I'm going through an illness, and I'm doing my best to manage the illness. Feel the difference. One closes you down, and it crumples the paper even tighter around, the story even tighter around, because your nervous system lovingly tries to make everything you tell yourself about yourself true. So if you say, I'm really hurting today, it goes, okay, you know, how much do you want to hurt today? Do you want to be off the scale, please kill me now, or do you want to just be in minimal discomfort so that you just know you're alive because you're hurting? It'll do what you ask it to do. So I have some pain today, and I'm managing it well. And our system goes, got it. We're good. We're good with that. We're good to go. But so many times then our ego, and the ego is a word written on that piece of paper that wraps up your life, our ego needs to be right. So it's like I can't let go of this. I haven't taught the person the lesson. I haven't learned the lesson myself. I can't let go. I'm going to be like a dog with a bone and just worry and pick and worry and pick and worry and pick at this. And it's really not doing any good. But your logical mind gets sucked up into this monkey mind of this is true. This is real. This is really happening. This is happening this way. You can't tell me that this isn't happening this way, and all of those types of things. But part of it is the ego has a need to be right. And so that takes us into our next question. Would you rather be right, or would you rather be peaceful? Would you rather be right, or would you rather be peaceful? Well, the ego is going to stand up and say, right, right, and I'm going to keep score. But remember, competition, which is keeping score, keeps you highly sympathetic. Highly sympathetic, as we've discussed in all of our previous sessions, is the stress that is imposed on your body. And it keeps producing stress chemicals and stress hormones and shutting down systems and actually increasing your pain and taking you further and further away from the present moment. One of the more challenging aspects of being in the present moment that people have a big problem grasping is that there is no pain in the present moment. There is no pain in the present moment. So why is it so difficult for us to forgive and forget? Why is it so hard to let go? Well, letting go hints of allowing the other person to be right, or maybe even not punished for what they did to you. But that's all in the past. They can't go back and undo it. They can't go back and fix it and make it right. They can't do anything with it, and neither can you. It's always your choice. Would you rather be right, or would you rather be happy? So in class on Tuesday, we played the happy song a few times. We talked about the difference between being right and being happy, being competitive. I asked my class to begin to say to other people, well, you're absolutely right about that, even if they don't agree with that person, because you're not telling them that they are right in your life, but you're telling them they're right for their life. And if that's their opinion and you value and respect that person and you love them and want them in your life, telling them they're wrong all the time is a good way of creating such a stressful relationship that you can't have a good relationship with them. It's just not possible. So what is the value of letting things be, which is one of the questions in your episode info? Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that after the break. Meanwhile, the value of letting things be. Take a few seconds during the break to think about what is one of the values of letting things be. We'll be right back after this commercial, and please remember that the time for the audio bonus for the Calm Moms free report has ended. So that's not available. It may become available in the very near future. I'll be right back after this short break.
stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. I'd like to open up this time with the reminder of the quote that opened the show. People have a hard time letting go of their suffering. Out of a fear of the unknown, they prefer suffering that is familiar. Okay, so we talked just briefly about what is the value of letting things be. If we have not practiced living in the present moment, if we've long identified with our story and we think we are our story, if we haven't understood that by holding on to the past, we're keeping ourselves out of the peace and the happiness and joy that's available in the present moment and the love, and that we allow others to see the light that is who we are, rather than putting our story between us and them. What if that's the unknown? What if the fear of the unknown is keeping you from the greatest joy, health, happiness, wealth that you've ever dreamed possible? So I would encourage you to unwrap your light, from your story, because you are the only one with the power to let things go. Had a little dry throat there. Your perspective that things are right or wrong, good or bad, black or white, up or down, inside or outside, means that you stay in that sympathetic and that someone has to win and someone has to lose and someone has to be right and someone has to be wrong. This article asks us, what if instead of letting go, you simply let things be? Now, the Beatles wrote a beautiful song, Let It Be, Let It Be. I won't sing it because then you'll never hear it the same way again. Only meaning that anything has is the meaning that you give to it. So if you want to mean forgiveness, you can wrap forgiveness around everything that happens in your life. If you want to mean happiness, you can show up to everything with a smile on your face. And that may, all of a sudden a dry throat, hold on. And that may be challenging if you have lived in, through, around, and with your story as it being you. So, could you look at a situation differently? or more objectively, because one of the core tenets of mindfulness is to observe without judgment. If you judge things or people or events or places as right or wrong or not worth your forgiveness, or you'll never let them forget how horrible they made you feel, all of those types of things, you are passing judgment on them and yourself. And you're actually passing judgment on yourself first. So people who can't let go, I know that they are in huge critical self-judgment, because from that place inside, they judge everything on the outside according to their inner critic and their inner judge. Some simple steps that you could use is EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing therapies. And you can find a therapist for EMDR in your area. Another is tapping using emotion freedom techniques. And EFT, or tapping, helps you place your past in the past very safely and remove the emotional sting, and allows you to change the meaning around events from that was the worst thing that happened to me into that was the best thing that happened to me. And a lot of times you will hear people say, I thought that was the worst thing that happened to me until a little bit of time passed, and then I realized it was the best thing that happened to me. So sometimes when you're right in the middle and the midst of all of these judgment-causing events, and you're judging and judging and judging, sometimes when time passes and you get a little bit more perspective, you can start perceiving that there was a benefit. However, as you unwrap yourself from your story and you stop your nervous system from habituating negative experiences, you can begin changing meaning right away, even as it's happening. One of the ways to do this, and these steps are mentioned in the article, is find a quiet place. And it says give yourself 30 minutes. It can be anywhere from 1 minute to 5 hours, depending on what timeline you have available to you. If you really want to keep your past from choking you, from keeping you stuck, and you want to stop worrying about the future and start living in the present, you can do this in 1 minute increments. Some people say, I don't have time to set aside a half hour's worth of time. Fine, do a couple of minutes. It's a process that is cumulative in its benefits. Sit in a relaxed chair, close your eyes and take deep breaths. Follow the process of your breathing. I had one person the other day who was really in a crisis situation, and I told her to take a deep breath. And she lifted her chest and shoulders up very high. And I said, no, belly breathe. And she looked at me and she says, I don't know how to do that. So we went through the process of belly breathing, which is one of your four self-healing skills. And I showed her how to belly breathe. And I saw her just yesterday, and she said, it's amazing how much I feel good, how much I feel healthy, how much better I feel when I belly breathe rather than upper chest breathe. So she has learned that, and hopefully she has reminders to help her remember, because in times of stress, you don't always remember the things that you can do to help you move through that stressor very quickly and change the meaning almost immediately. When you feel calm, think about the thing you want to let go, the thing you want to release, the feelings that have come up, and just don't hold anything back. And then do as we did in class. If you've done this kind of exercise where you've wrapped your story around your light, unwrap your light. Past, unwrap your future worries, unwrap your mental models, unwrap your perceptions, unwrap your judgments, and just be the light. Just be the light. Focus on the feeling in your body and just be present to it. And if you have a negative emotion, do some belly breathing, focusing on being the light until that emotion shifts or leaves completely. When you feel like you have released as much as possible, go ahead and take a deep breath. And if you want to, getting ready for our guest next week, journal about some of the things that have happened. These are simple mindfulness techniques, and you can do them anytime, anywhere. And they're really extremely helpful for you to let go of the past. So you have this uncomfortable familiar. You've been living in this suffering. You've been wrapped up in your pain and your story so that your light doesn't have the opportunity to shine, so that your light is not shining out, but being covered up by all this pain and suffering. What would it take for you to shift out of the uncomfortable familiar? Well, just ask that question. What will it take for me to shift out of this uncomfortable familiar? And then belly breathe. Imagine unwrapping yourself from your story. And for 10 seconds, the space of a nice deep belly breath, breathing into the count of 4 and out to the count of 6. Be the light. It's amazing how helpful that is. Can I just saw Harrison Ford the other day? Star Wars is coming out again. And he was on Jimmy Fallon, and he has a very strange sense of humor. This is a pretty unique individual. But as I was reminded of Star Wars, and oh my gosh, I'm more familiar with the first series than the second that came out. And I'm curious to see what this new one is going to be like with everybody being older. It's going to be quite an experience. I hope the actors have let go of what they were in the original movies and come into who they are today. Anyway, I'm going to be reminded again of the Yoda for the success quote, where he says, "There is no try, there is only do or do not." And what's a tool that I could use every day? Well, we've already talked about one during the show. It's belly breathing. Another is drinking water. I was drinking water while I was having that little bit of a dry throat. And it does happen as I breathe in through my mouth and talk this much. My throat does get a little dry. So I have water nearby and I drink my water and everything gets much better. But the main tool that we're talking about today is letting go or releasing. And releasing our light, releasing from the story, releasing from what we've told ourselves, releasing from our inner critic, releasing from our judgments of ourselves and other people, releasing, letting go. It's a healthy thing to do. And what am I going to do for fun? Well, this is the season of getting together with a lot of different people and having some holiday parties. And I just recently ran into a very dear friend of mine that I hadn't seen for quite a while. And we've set up this little get-together for the two of us, and we're each going to bring our grandkids. And we're going to let our grandkids have a play date. I'm so excited to be able to do this. I really, really, really look forward to it. I hope you all have a great week. I look forward to having you join us next week with Claire O'Leary, and if it's not next week, it'll be the week after. So please join us. Learn a lot about journaling. It's a great stress buster tool, and I hope to hear from you soon. You can always email info@makingshiftshappen.com with questions or subjects you'd like to have discussed. And if you haven't done so already, consider leaving us a review. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.